Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jan. I'll be doing this show tonight, the Windows into Eternity show, with Christina Trevino, who's my co-host. And we have some guests on this evening with us who are students of Almeen who are going to share with us their story of how and why they came to study with Almeen, why they continue to study with her, and how they integrate the teachings that they have received through studying with Almeen into their daily life. We're calling this show The Gathering of the Light Family. One of the beautiful gifts of studying with Almeen is that you connect with students and beautiful masters from all over the world who then are truly your family. So before we get started with our show this evening, I'd like to just do a few announcements of some things of interest to all of you. One of the things I want to mention is that you can get on and register for the Alchemy of the One course. And one of the features of that course is the Kivesta, which is a manifestation device, a tool of the manifestation, and one of the most powerful, the most powerful that's available anywhere now. So you will want to get on to www.academyofalchemy.com in order to register for that class. And we have about 45 people registered so far, and it's only been open for a few days, so it seems like there's a good response, and you would want to check into that. Another thing I want to mention is that there's a wonderful opportunity to study with Almeen while on a cruise, and I think I'm going to get Christina to speak about this because she knows all about it, knows all the details. But what I want to mention is that the current rates, which she's going to speak to you about in detail, can change at any time. And also the fact that there are indications of the ship filling up. So if you really want to go, you want to get a hold of the person, Joanne Hamilton, who is doing the reservations for this cruise, and also Christina, and she'll tell you all about that. But you want to get on that and make your reservation so you'll be sure you have a spot. So, Christina, can you speak to that for us?
Sure, Jen. Hi. Delighted to be here. Well, actually, the Mexico Cruise Pod, as you said, is coming up on January 24th to the 31st. And you are correct. Right now, the rate is for the cruise itself, which includes the tax and everything, is about $474. But it can fluctuate as we get closer to the date, and it is filling up pretty quickly. So to book, and I would suggest you do it at ASAP, you can go to, first of all, Joanne Hamilton's website is funintheonegetaways.com. And through there, you can book your cruise, and if you need to contact her directly, I believe it's funintheonegetaways@gmail.com. So please, if you can, book the cruise as soon as possible. Now, the class itself is $400, and that's until December 31st. So we're also coming very close to the end of that. After that, it'll be about $450. And we've got quite a lot of people already booked up for the class. It's going to be on the Carnival Splendor, which is known as the Fun Ship. So we also are encouraging you that, you know, if you want to bring your spouses or your children or friends, because there'll be lots of time to have, you know, other activities. The class is sort of going to be spread out over the 6 days, maybe some in the daytime and some in the evening. And then we're also going to be, stopping in three different ports, Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas. Now, to book for the class, you can go to my website, which is www.almeeninternationalmystic.com. And my email is almeeninmexico@gmail.com. So we hope that we can see many of you there.
Good job, Christina. You did that much better than I ever could. Thank you. And I want to mention that I know Christina mentioned bringing your spouse or another partner you might want to bring who's not necessarily a student of Almeen, and they can mm-hmm. be on the cruise and don't have to attend the workshop that's available, but they exactly. certainly can, whether or not they've studied with Almeen or not. And right. we're going to be discussing the history of the Earth, so the true history of what's gone on with the Earth. So it's a pretty interesting topic for anyone. Even if they're not particularly interested in metaphysical or any particular studies. And also, they do have a lot of things for the children to do. There's like a certified child care provider who is with the children, and they can go swimming and do lots of really great things. They have like a club for them to do activities. So anyway, it might be fun for everybody, but... We know it's going to be really great. So
it is. It is. Wonderful.
All right.
Okay.
So let's get going with our guests. We're very lucky to have some wonderful people with us tonight, and I would like to introduce Simon, who has the claim to fame that I think he's he's studied with Almeen longer than any person who's currently within our study group. So, Simon, welcome to the show. Are you there, Simon?
Hello, hi, Jan. Yeah, yes, I'm
here. Hi.
Yeah, there seems to be a slight interruption on your line there.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Well,
let's try. We'll proceed. We'll see how we do. We'll just forge ahead. Thank you again for being on the show, and I'd like to ask you, how did you begin studying with Almeen?
Was through a friend. I really were both interested in similar studies, and at the time I was studying through the Rosicrucians and as well as the Ascended Master teachings. And what really intrigued me about it is the inclusiveness of a message in terms of embracing everybody, even at that time when we talk about the oppositions, the so-called opposition were embraced into oneness. And that was the most powerful tools that we employ at the time to really heal the duality or to really empower or disempower the opposition, really, because that is the most potent power that the opponent cannot stand. That is inclusiveness, the power of unconditional love. And that tends to be something that they are uncomfortable with. So that is really, in a nutshell, that's what drew me to Almeen, or that's what made me stay with Almeen. The effortlessness way of bringing forth the information is so fascinating. And from the day one that I met her, I could sense the impeccability of the way she walked this journey. It's a privilege and honor, really, to be able to walk this journey together.
Yes, I agree with you totally, Simon. I just never cease to be amazed at every aspect of how she lives the teachings and just how she'll often say to us, and you often say, Simon, when you introduce Almeen, that she teaches what she doesn't know.
That's correct.
And she gets up and says to you, well, I know I said this yesterday, but today I have a different truth from what I had with, 5 minutes ago or yesterday. Can you tell
exactly.
us?
Exactly. So that's another fascinating aspect of the teaching. And that's, for me, that's really while I could be still around, because you can never, there's no point of arrival, and this is one of her saying as well, because really, we can never hope to really know the mystery of creation, but it's our duty to try. So we keep
yeah.
plodding along, and as we peel the layers and layers of this unknowable, more and more is being revealed to us. So there's no end to it. And if to think that we have arrived is a dead end that we have carved for ourselves in that sense. So to me, I walk into every class as if this is my first time, really. Because if I think I know, I will block any chance, any opportunity to bring forth any truth. And she did exactly the same way. And so I learned that a great deal of that from her. As she teach the class, she walk in as if she doesn't even know what she's going to be talking about, just in the moment. And everything that we need to know will be revealed to us in that moment.
Yes, I value that also very much, Simon. And it's just as you said, if you think you know anything, then you're holding a fixed point and you don't allow your awareness to open and to receive what is actually available there for you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, can I ask you, you're the facilitator in Toronto, which is a huge and very active pod. Can you tell us a little bit about your pod and give people contact information? Number one, that's my number one question. And then as you continue, I want to let everyone know that Simon is a very good source for any question you might have about Almeen, in terms of he's very familiar with all of her information. So if you want to know about some particular thing, he can tell you, oh, that was in an audio tape she made at some point, a particular meditation, for instance. So I'd like him to, I'm going to set you up here to be getting a lot of emails, maybe, Simon, but I would like it if you could just let them know how they can contact you. So if they do have a question, that you could provide that information for them.
I think the avenue was set up for that to go through the forum, really, to ask
okay.
their question.
Okay, can you give them that information?
Say that again, please.
Could you give them that information, or I can, you know, how to just speak a little bit more about the School of Arcana Forum and how they can access you there?
Yeah, maybe you can give them the information how to access the forum on the School of Arcana. That would be the best bet to pose their questions, because in that sense, many people can benefit from the answers that we
give. Yeah.
And they don't have to give their name, so they can remain anonymous in terms of the question that they ask.
So let me tell them then that email address, or that internet address, is www.schoolofarcana, all one word there, .org. And you do have to become a member to get on the forum, but there's no charge. It's free. There's a Belbas Batah dedicated forum on there if you have questions about Belbas Batah. There's all kinds of discussion threads going on. And then Simon is on there and watches, particularly questions coming in addressed to him. So you can get on there and ask questions as we're speaking, you know, about any particular point of Almeen's teachings. So do you want to give them your information then, Simon, for the pods there, and maybe tell them a little bit about Toronto Pods?
Well, yeah. Well, with Toronto Pod, we have our next pod coming up in 2010. It's in March, which is a little bit early this year for the March part. So it'll be March 15th to the 19th, I think. No, sorry, to the 12th. The 12th is the Total Health Show, so there's a Total Health Show for the weekend before, prior to our pod. And then for Monday, which is the 15th, up to the 19th, that will be our first pod in Toronto. And we have quite a few activities that we do in Toronto, trying to sort of keep the student body together. We meet bi-weekly at my place. For those who can join us, And also there are people that are Skyping in, even from Carousel, that are joining us in our biweekly gathering. So
that's
a very, very helpful way of sort of staying together as a live family and able to share our experience that we cannot share with, you know, the average people on the street, so to speak. So
yeah.
It allowed us to express and do some process work if need be. So we are not just like a meditation group, as some people tend to refer as, okay, we meet for meditation. But I think it has evolved beyond just gathering for meditation. We do some process work. So I'm sort of leaning towards actually calling a mini pod. And lately, we've also been having me calling in for an hour during our two-hour session to do radio show with Christina Tiriani. So that also add another dynamic to it. So questions that we cannot answer among ourselves, I mean, I was able to address those questions. So it's never-ending abilities available when we unite together and work together. So that's basically, and we're having, for the first time, we're having a July pod in Toronto, and that will be a 3 days pod, because there are a lot of students that they cannot afford to take time off from work, or either they are teachers, or even their work doesn't allow them, and also for financial reasons. So for 3 days, it's less expensive. It's $400 if they register on time. And after that is $450, and at the door is $500. So that will allow more people to be, you know, to attend, because we have quite a large body of followers of AME in Toronto and surrounding areas. And then we have the last one in October 4th to 9th, I believe. So that's the post schedule tentatively. Well, I think it's not really tentatively. That's the schedule that we are, I think that I've been committed to for 2010 for Toronto. And as you know, as everybody knows, Toronto have the, you know, the most oracle, really, among all our meetings.
Simon's going to start it now.
So that is something that we're very proud of. And most of the people, really, that even branch off, they all started from Toronto. Like Shireen, she started from Toronto. She used to come to Elora with us, even prior to the time we spent in Elora. You know, on hand, start from Toronto. And so they all, most of them, and, you know, Karen been joining us in Toronto as well. Alana came to Toronto. So they are all these oracles, really, been a wonderful blessing for our group in Toronto, that they'll be able to contribute and participate with their oracle work. The contribution, by the way, I must say, is not limited to just the oracle work. Every student that attend classes are contributing, whether they are oracle or not oracle, because we are all representing a pivotal point and representing a very specific aspect of what we are trying to move forward. So every member is so crucially important, the role that they are playing. Some are playing a silent role, and some are playing an obvious role. But each student are contributing a great deal to make all this possible.
Thank you for explaining that, Simon. I was going to also say the same thing, and I was laughing when Simon first started saying that most all of the oracles, or the most oracles, are in the Toronto pod, because we were sort of having a shout-down about this once in a pod. But the fact that when you attend class with Almeen, almost every single individual, without a doubt, does see the development of skills, whether it's being telepathic or starting to see the hidden kingdoms or receiving writing or doing art, just a huge expansion of their awareness in ways that they might not have previously done. So just as Simon said, there are a lot of oracles in that pod, and It could be because of the fact that they do spend time together, not only in class, but they get together, as he said, informally. They also do fun things together, so they do have a strong family unit, so to speak, there. So perhaps that has something to do with it, or it could be any number of things, I guess, but it is something that we've noticed that has happened. So also, when we speak later to a few of our other guests, they've had a similar experience with expansion of their gifts through studying with Almeen. Well, Simon, is there anything else that you would like to add before we end your interview this evening?
Well, I think what I would like to add is especially for those, I guess, who are studying with Almeen, really, to not to think that they know, because it's really a trap. People think, oh, I already know this, I already know that, or, you know, like, it's really the type of class that Almeen is offering goes way beyond that. We are not there just for knowledge or just to learn something. We are there as we volunteer ourselves to help move the cosmos as a pivotal point. So we are playing so many roles. We're not there for ourselves, so because people might wonder. I mean, I've been to 7 pod this year. I don't know if I mentioned earlier. And each one is uniquely different. Each one is totally, even for Almeen herself, as we said earlier, she teaches what she doesn't know. It's in the moment. And somebody might be in the class, they can just came with a dream that they had. That dream could be the key point of what we are working about. Every crucial information by the end of the workshop is woven together to produce a masterpiece of what that pod was meant to achieve for that particular period. So not to think that, though, because you have attended one pod, one class, you have known it all, because each pod is really, really, really unique. And a totally a universe of its own. So you can attend as many pods you can afford to, or you have the time to, without getting bored at all. So it's so dynamic, it's so unique, and it's one of a kind. So that's what I would like to have, and not too obsessed with the question, especially for the new people. Those are the what I would like to pass on to them, so they can sort of able to maximize their benefit and their contribution to the One Life.
Thank you, Simon. That was very well said. It's just obvious that you are, through your words, that you integrate, you know, these things in your life, and this is your awareness and your perspective, and how that assists you to just always be walking the path of mastery, because you have these things right in front of you all the time. Thank you very much for joining us this evening, Simon.
You're welcome. It's a privilege and honor.
Thank you, Simon.
It is. Thank you.
Okay.
So I want to continue with our next guest, and Christina, would you like to introduce?
Hi. Sure, I would love to introduce her. This is my beautiful sister, Bodhana, and she's actually here from in Toronto with us. And I'd like to welcome her to the show. Bodhana, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank
you,
Bodhana.
Thank you for the introduction.
Hi. Pardon me? Well, you are. Bodhana, I would like if maybe you could share with us, how did you, first of all, how did you begin to study with Almeen?
Well, I have to start a little bit before that,
okay,
saying that my whole life was spent in search of truth and knowledge. So my studies at the university were basically religious, comparative religions of the world, as well as philosophy. And I found that in all my studies, I have not been able to find the truth in any one of the religions. Each one had something, but not enough to satisfy my needs. So I continued my journey, and through a mutual friend of Almeen's and my own, Brian Farnham, I had heard about Almeen, and I started to read her books. And I became very intrigued with them, you know, and I felt like I found perhaps the place where I feel I belong. So I religiously went to all the Total Health shows, and I had Almeen signed all my books, and my dream was to be able to join one of her pods, which was impossible at the time. And then this one time in 2007, in April, Almeen told me, Vrdana, if you can make your way to Newport, I will take care of the rest. And my life has really begun at that point. I went. And through the whole pod, I was in total awe. As verbal as I can be, I was completely speechless. I thought I knew things. I thought I knew things. And I realized that I didn't know anything. And I don't know anything because I found out that today's truth is tomorrow's density. So how can I rely on what I'm getting today? Or what I had yesterday or the day before? During that pod, Jan was there. She's the one that initiated me into the Belvis Batam. I love her to pieces. Anyways.
I remember that.
Yeah. Anyways, so at the end, they had, Almeen usually had the blessing ceremonies, right. And she blessed each and every one of us. And finally, it was my turn. I was the last one. And she has initiated me and blessed me from the mother to be the goddess of creation. At that point, I just broke down, completely broke down. I felt as if the doors and windows of heaven opened and just swallowed me up. Yeah. I said, my God, what did I do to deserve this honor and this blessing? And how on earth am I going to be able to live up to such a responsible position, if you want to say? And from then on, I came back home and I was almost in a daze. I was walking around as if I was drunk. Nothing made sense before. And I couldn't wait for the next pod, for the next pod in Toronto, which happened. And for the first time, I met all the masters of our Toronto pods. Beautiful angels, my angels. I love them all. During this time, Almeen announced that Mother told her that I need to go to Ireland. And I said, my God, how am I going to go to Ireland, you know? And these people that met me for the first time, these beautiful masters, all chipped in to make this journey possible for me. Again, I was overwhelmed with love and gratitude and said, I think I found my place in this journey of mine. I went to Ireland, and from then on, you know, things have just exploded. Gifts were coming to me from everywhere. I was opened up. I spoke languages. I interpreted them. I wrote night and day. I wrote predictions of the Serpent Library. And it was so overwhelming, and it was absorbing me completely. And I was happy for the first time in my life. I was feeling like I was really doing something worthwhile. The following year, in 2008, at the pod again, Almeen again did the blessings, and she ordained me as the oracle. And again, that was another huge step for me, and huge responsibility that came along with this. And I hope that I was able to live up to it. And healing gifts started coming in. I had third-degree burns on my hand. My whole hand was on fire. whole hand was on fire. I never felt such excruciating pain, but I felt that it was a test for me. And so what I did after the initial running of the cold water and all that, I sat down and I started to do the Bel Vespertin on my hand. Within, I would say, maybe 4 or 5 hours, I was painless. There was no pain left whatsoever. And healing started almost immediately. I mean, I had a huge blister the next morning that almost covered my whole hand. And some of the master saw it in the pod because it came all bandaged up. But I had no pain. I surrendered so much, and I was, without a shadow of a doubt, I knew that the angels were there doing their healing. Gratitude, yeah, I can't describe the feeling and the gratitude that I felt for all of them and for Mother and who is the infinite right now. That was just one incident. Then I had another miraculous healing, and it's all documented by doctors and everything else. And that is, my grandson got a piece of metal in his eye, and we were sitting in the emergency room for hours on end. And I don't know, for some reason, I was reading instead of using my head. And then finally, he was so scared. They were going to do this to his eye and that to his eye. And it was in the middle of the night. And I said, my God, something clicked in my mind. Why don't you do the healing? But I didn't have the faith that the healing modality was so powerful that it could actually affect this particular situation. I put my hand on his back. I didn't have the books. I didn't have the sigils. I just asked for the Bel Vespertin angels to please assist me in this healing. Before we got to the doctor, the splinter was gone without a trace, without a trace, without scratches, without anything. Was completely gone. And there were other things that happened with the healing. For example, our sister Selma, I came to Simon's for our biweekly session, and she came over to me. She says, Rudana, I have to go to the United States from her company. She was sent and says, I'm starting to get infected finger, and I had one last year, and I missed out on everything because I was so sick. Right there and then, she can testify to that. Right there and then, I did the healing, and the finger was fine, perfect, nothing. Everything was reversed. I'm not taking credit for it, for I feel that I am only the instrument. I am only the conductor, but both the angels and the infinite work through me because I surrender to them. And every time I see Almin, you know, she always says to me, oh, Bogdana, you look so much younger. You look so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You do, you do.
I am overwhelmed with joy. Thank you. With joy. And to me, this is an indication that I am on the right track.
Yeah.
That it's, there is no, that whatever it is that I'm doing the right thing. Because, and I know that it's, there is no point of arrival. I will never get to the end of anything. But I know it is in the journey that we grow and learn and are able to manifest all these wonderful things. Mother, the infinite, whatever. Is using me whichever way I can be of service. And I surrender to that service, for this is my journey. Thank you.
Thank you, Bodana. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I can feel you. And you answered every question that I had. Thank you so much for sharing. You definitely are walking in your mastery. And, you know, I'm just thinking, I was going to say, how do you integrate these teachings? But you just live it. You live it every day, and you live your truth, and you allow, and you surrender to it, and it's It's beautiful. Thank you very much. I don't know. Did you want to talk just maybe a little bit more about Bhavasmata? Because you are a grandmaster, right? And
yes.
You do practice this. And you and did you want to share a little bit more about that?
Well, it is a wonderful modality. It is something that you don't really need to have the gift, a special gift, to be able to use it. It's accessible to everyone. And it is, you know, I heal my dog with it, you know, when she is not feeling well. I even do remote healing of the Bhavasmata, even outside of the area, by telephone. And it works. You see, you have to believe in what you're doing. You have to know that it will work. You have to know that it was given as a gift by the infinite, for us to use. The problem with Bhavasmata is that it hasn't been widely spread yet, and so it isn't that many people know of it. So there you are trying to explain what it is. And some of them are kind of skeptical about the sigils and all that. They figure, what is this hocus-pocus stuff, you know? And it takes a while for people to really accept it once they feel that it has value, that it has affected them in some way.
If I may, can I add, let's, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let's add, for people who are trying to learn about it, just the fact that the way that it works is it works with light and frequency. So
yes.
It's not directional. It's just being attracted to the place where it can most help with balance, in that it basically removes the illusion and reveals the underlying perfection. So even
yes.
if someone does not believe in it, quote unquote, it, that doesn't matter. And sometimes, it's, as you're saying, you know, they might say, oh, what's a sigil, or, you know, hocus pocus. But even if we just say, you know, if the person's of a more scientific mind, we can say, oh, it works with light and frequency.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I usually
say. Spiritual mind, yeah, we
yeah.
can say it's angelic. We can speak a language that, you know, the person can relate to. And I'll just mention about Bhajana's hand, there are some photos of her hand and the healing she received that, or anyone can check out, it's on www.elminehealing.com, and also the Bhavasmata site is www.bhavasmata.org, so you can get on there and read more about it if you're interested.
Yes.
And
yes.
Go ahead, I just wanted to put that in there for people.
Yeah, I also wanted to mention that I brought my son in, Roman, into the, introduced
Great.
Him to Elmin. Yes, and he started to, he also became an oracle, almost oracle, because he's also a seer. And both of us, we also have visions. We share visions together. We go on journeys together. And he's a master as well, grandmaster, also of the Bhavasmata. So there's this, my family, my kids, you know, and I are all like one, you know. We work, I don't know if it's genetic or whatever, but they have the gifts as well.
Uh-huh.
And even my grandson, even though he's only 23 and he's a little afraid of all this, and so he's in denial, but I know that his gifts will come about, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I speak many, just about every realm. Anybody who wants to get through to us comes through to me, because I get the language instantly, and I get also the interpretation instantly. So I don't know how it comes about. It just does. You know, this is, I guess, what it is to be an oracle too. So,
well, like you said, you open and surrender. You open yourself and surrender to, you don't say you know, you don't say you're trying to do any particular thing. You just open up and allow.
Yeah. I thought I knew, you know, because I have university degrees, and I thought I knew because I did a lot of, many years studying, and I realized once I started studying with Ami that I know nothing, absolutely zero, zilch. So it was like a new beginning. It was like being reborn. It was starting afresh, and for the first time in my life, I felt I belonged. I felt that this is the place for me, and this is where I will find the truth.
Yes, we're delighted, Bodana. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing
and
for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes,
it's a privilege and an honor.
Thank you.
Okay.
I want to thank you from just, I mean, hearing the things that our guests are sharing this evening, I'm sure you can get a feel for it, how life-changing it has been to attend class with Amin. And it's meant to be a tool of assistance for anyone to go, you know, I've had some of these things happen to me, you know, I'm not alone. I am part of this, you know, light family. Even if they're people you've never met, you come to a class and you may have a strong family, a blood family, you're very close or whatever, but you come to a class of people you've never met and you have an instant connection that's so powerful and strong. And as Donna said, you feel like, oh my gosh, I belong here. And we tease, a lot of us will begin to talk and say, well, I was the weird one in my family. And we all go, I was the weird one in my family. Because we have maybe been different, or we've been searching for answers, or we have been walking a little bit different journey than those that have been around us. So it is.
So it's like coming home, Jen. It's like coming home when we gather.
Yes. For the first time, you have a family. You have a family of like mind and like heart. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bodana.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi.
Let's welcome our beautiful sister, Denisa, who I'd really love it. Hi, Denisa.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Denisa.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me on this show. That's wonderful.
Thank you for being here. Thank you. I would like to say, if you could please share with us a little bit about your busy life, because I think it's, not that we're all not busy, but the fact that you are doing particular different things, yet how you still study with Almeen and how you live the teachings of Almeen, I think that would be helpful just as a way to start out. And then if you want to kind of get into, you know, how and why, you know, you've continued to study with Almeen and how you live that daily in your life, and maybe some of the development of your skills or different miracles you have experienced in your life.
Sure, I would love to. You know, as with you, you and I were together in our first class with Almeen, and I have to say that that's really everything since then has just been miraculous. What usual people call miracles has happened to me. I have to apologize. I have a little bit of a throat problem, so hopefully it's clear enough. Just let me know if I need to repeat something.
Okay.
But, you know, these miracles have just become everyday life to me, and I don't even notice anymore. It's become so common. I have been, just like Bodana, showered with many spiritual gifts, are wonderful. I can see different realms and speak to different beings, communicate with them, channel things. And I think how that happens is one just has to be open. One has to really surrender and know that one knows nothing and be open to new experiences and really live in grace and realize the power of love, praise and gratitude in one's life, and how important it is to feel that and just to have appreciation for life in general. Now, my biggest experience has been in my everyday life. Everything, my whole entire life has changed the way it used to be. And I'll give some examples. For example, right after I came to Almeen's class, which incidentally I was introduced to in my dreams. Almeen visited me in my dreams for months at a time before I attended any of her classes. And I started
going
to her
class. So you had never heard of her? Can I ask you, so you never heard of her? But you just started seeing her in your dreams?
Right. Well, she would come at the time, which I found out later, she was traveling in the underworld. I had no idea about this, obviously, but I would get dreams about this fairy. And this fairy had long golden hair and the face of Almeen. And she would stop and I would brush her hair. And I would have the same dream every day for a month. And she would come, and then we would talk, and she would share her experiences with me from the underworld in my dream as I was brushing her hair. Now, one day I was surfing the internet, and I stumbled up on her picture. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is the fairy from my dream. This is so weird. And, you know, one thing led to another, and at that time she had closed pods. One couldn't just show up, and then a pod opened and we were invited and it was just a wonderful thing. So, but since then, you know, I was single and I was searching for the love of my life during that time and I was just starting a business and struggling financially and, you know, since then my life has really fallen in place spiritually as well as, very physically. I met the love of my life. I now have, 3 bonus children and 2 wonderful kids of my own that are just incredible, that incidentally where their spirit was conceived in Almeen's classes. And I know a lot of people are curious about this because it's been written about and people ask me about it all the time. What does this mean that the baby's soul was conceived in the pod? Well, I don't really know what happened, but I can give you my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people ask me, well, are you a virgin? Were you a virgin? Were you, and I say, no, I'm happily married and my sex life is just great. Thank you very much. But,
you get lots of questions.
But really, this, immaculate conception to me is the conception of a soul. They were, during the time of the conception of my first baby, there were these, higher souls that were around during class, and they were looking to find a body to give birth to them to come into the physical world. And I was lucky enough to actually communicate with these babies, and, the souls were, quote-unquote, assigned to me during one of the classes. I mean, the first one, we had a ceremony. It was a Saturday after class, and we had a ceremony where the sisters in class were assisting, actually getting the soul to communicate with my physical body, to get familiar with my uterus and to actually be conceived within my uterus. And you know, it took a little bit of talking to the baby soul and finally got him in.
We were telling the baby like all the great things that you can do when you're in a physical body.
Yes, and you know, there are stories to this, right? It was actually supposed to be a girl, but then there were these they were fighting for the spot to get into this body.
So this
poor female soul got kicked out, and my son fought his way through and got in there. Now, I came home and I didn't, you know, my pregnancy showed about a month later. And I have to, you know, add that it was a little bit miraculous how the whole thing happened. And with the second baby, it was even more miraculous. You know, we were again in class and we were during a ceremony. It was a Thursday, and all of a sudden Almeen looks at me and she goes, you know, there's another one that wants to come in. And I said, I know. She goes, okay, let's do it. And there were about 30 people around. She said, would you please mind laying down? And I laid down, and we had been studying in the, for people who know about different types of libraries, etheric libraries, we were in the blue library, and a lot of information during that time was taking from the Blue Light Library. And anyway, so I laid down, and then Almin placed this sigil of Immaculate Conception on my belly, and then she started chanting, and I started speaking in tongues. We don't usually call it speaking in tongues, but anyway, I spoke one of the mother's languages, and all of a sudden this beam of blue light came to my belly, and I started arching up, and I just knew that that was, you know, the baby was there, and right enough, I came home and took a pregnancy test that showed positive that Monday. So, you know, it's quite fun, and my second baby, also a son, was born with blue eyes, clear blue eyes. I myself have brown eyes. Everybody in my family has brown eyes. So does my husband. So that's quite interesting.
yeah, quite unusual.
Yeah. And then my busy life, my career started really blossoming, and I did less and gained more. And I think it just, Almin studies really helped me center and realize more of myself, realize that I wasn't just this little being in the flesh trying to figure things out. I was actually everything that could be figured out. And I was able to surpass the chatter of my mind, which was really the key to everything. Once the mind is silenced, then a lot of doors are able to open. But unless one silences the mind, then it works like an iron door for you to be able to see beyond it. So once that happened, you know, the world has really, really changed in my perception. And I just became a much happier and peaceful person. So it's just been wonderful. I have just all of us on the radio show are, you know, huge fans of Almin, and we think she is the most incredible human being that has ever been around, because she is, and we know her so well, but really being around her and her teachings just leads to a different level of life. And unless one experiences it, it's like talking to a frog about the world, you know, that is in a well, a frog that's in a well. You're trying to explain about the sky and the flowers, and, you know, it's just hard to imagine, but life is totally different. And never, you know, not to forget all the different realms. We're able to go to different libraries. It just adds to the flavor of life. It's just wonderful.
I want to ask you a question, Denise. I know I've had a similar one, which I'll share too, but we don't have a lot of time left, but just in the next few minutes. You had an experience when we were at class in your house in Colorado. And Denise had a sign by the door, "Welcome to Hogwarts," you know, put your broom here by the door, because it's a really magical experience. So she had an experience with Almin that I think she can share, where it was sort of being in two places at one time. Can you share that with us, Denise?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, it actually, and I'll try to be quick, I know we have very little time here, but it actually started once when we were at Almin's house, and I was standing by her door, I was standing by her staircase, which is actually, there's a door to the kitchen, so I was looking into the kitchen and standing by the staircase at the same time, and I saw, you know, I was watching Almin cook in the kitchen, and I turn around, and there she's coming down from a staircase at the same time. And I just thought I had gone crazy. You know, this is like, wow. So I talked to her about that, and she said, you know, that's right. I can now be in, like, five places at the same time. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool.
Pretty amazing.
So years later, I actually had this very innocent thought. It wasn't like I speculated on it or tried to figure it out. I just had this thought you know, I was, it was just a normal evening. I was, my baby was upstairs in bed. I was cooking. The baby started crying. My cooking started going south. I needed to be there, and I had this thought, you know, maybe I can just, I'll just go upstairs, but stay here. And I could literally feel myself go upstairs, pick my baby up, hold him in my arms, sit down, and at the same time I was cooking at the stove, and it was just the craziest experience. But what I knew it really happened because he went totally silent, and I could just hear him cool. I had this monitor on that I was, you know, watching at the same time. I obviously couldn't see myself holding the baby on the monitor, but, you know, I just knew that, etherically something must have happened, and I have been able to do that since. So it's great.
Very cool, very cool.
Anybody can do this. I mean, Jan, you know this, that our, and it's not, you know, we are all one. So our powers and our innocence, it's all, I am you, you are me, and there's just no limit to what we can really get out of life.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to thank you, Denise, very much for your story, and I'm going to share my story next week, because that must be the spot where these things happen, because I've also had an experience, have been privileged to have an experience in Elmine's home. So I'll share that next time we're together, which will be next Tuesday night for Windows into Eternity. So thank you all very much. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Jan.
For joining
us everyone.
Tonight. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.